next item 12 is public forum, and I have one speaker card from Mr. Schimmick. And I'm going to allow you finishing your speaker card, but after that, you know, I close the speaker cards. Okay, so there'll be one more. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve Schimmick, the Outer Project Monterey Coast Keepers. So three topics, 3 minutes. Here we go.
And those are not related to agendized items, correct?
Yeah.
That's one of them. It's a simple question.
I don't
want us to use the public forum, you know, for...
So I have one item that is dealing with CCAMP data input, not on the item for tomorrow. And I have one item about total nitrogen applied. Just what the elephant in the room was when we were, I see my time is going.
It's fine.
Thank you. I was worried. The third item was just, East San Joaquin and asking when is it going to be resolved? In other words, what happens when it gets petitioned? Does that mean that it is resolved? That's the question that I got.
So we'll calibrate a crystal ball and give you an answer. So,
right.
So go ahead. So what I'm going to do is now, you know, we'll start with 20
minutes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So first of all, this is my main comment. There is an issue with the CCAMP data set. And the CCAMP data set is, really important. I love CCAMP. CCAMP's a terrific program. The issue is that there's been a new vetting, not necessarily new, but a vetting requirement that delays when that data is public. And over the past year, sometimes that data has gotten to be where it was 2 years old. In other words, there was no data in there for 2 years. What that does is it puts us at kind of a disadvantage as we're trying to evaluate whether or not there are improvements or not in water quality when data for the past 2 years is not showing up in the data set. And so I think that this is important, and I hope maybe tomorrow when you have Karen here, and I will not be here, you can ask her about this issue that is unrelated, but ask her. The second issue is total nitrogen applied, and this is just simply to inform you that years ago, when we were discussing, how to create the ag order, there was an elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room was, and this is when everyone was together, ag and environmental stakeholders, the elephant in the room is there a greater contribution from large farms because of their size, but they tend to be more sophisticated, or is there a greater contribution from small farms that maybe some of them are not sophisticated? And so they might be over-applying a variety of things because they just don't have the dedicated staff and the sophistication to know how much they're applying. And so the way that this relates to the conversation was, if you do not include any of the high-risk Tier 1 farms, you'll never collect that data. And so by including the high-risk Tier 1 farms, you will have information over this next year when we develop the version 4.0 that may be incredibly valuable. And then finally, my third issue was I don't understand what's resolved. In other words, when the state board passes an order, I understand that's resolved for the moment, but then when it is petitioned, is that resolved or not? And resolved is the word that you are using, and that's the question. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Jessica, would you like to give a brief response to that?
I can respond if you'd like. When the State Board took up the 2012 ACT order and they released their order, we considered it resolved and final, and we complied with it. Just as that, we would consider the Eastern San Joaquin final and comply with it when it is final, and after the state board has voted on it. If it does get litigated thereafter, that may upset the finality of it, but at this point I would consider it final once the state board has adopted it.
All right. Thank you. So next speaker card is Kay Mercer, 3 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm coming before you today because tomorrow is a deadline for making a comment or submitting comment on the 303D listing and 305B assessment integrated report. And we've had, the public has had 30 days to review this. Our letter tomorrow, I'm not asking for direction today, it's informational only, but our letter tomorrow that we'll submit, we're going to ask for more time. Actually, I'm representing GSA and Monterey County Farm Bureau today. When we looked at the staff report and the amount of information that was attached, there was no way we could provide any kind of cogent feedback in that period of time. What we found was this is not a simple or easy process. There's an enormous amount of data to process. There's a staff report, 3 attachments, 12 appendices. One appendix has 21,000 pages. There are 25,000 lines of evidence that covers all of the watersheds in the area. We started looking at the standards in the public workshop, which I attended. They talked about 6 different standards they use for the assessment. We also have a number of tools that were used for the assessment. When you go online, there's nothing solid about those tools on either the EPA, the state, or the regional board's websites. Therefore, as a stakeholder, there's no way for us to determine if the assessments are valid or not. I do not want to take away from the effort that staff has made. They looked at this data from a multiple perspectives. One data point is not a line of evidence. One data point generates multiple lines of evidence as they look at it in different ways. However, when you have a public comment process, I think that means you want information from the public. And this public process happened to coincide with the 30 days before the October 1 deadline for Ag to submit all of its compliance reports. Very difficult for us to do that, particularly when you consider the size of the review that is necessary. So we will be submitting a letter tomorrow asking for more time. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. So that concludes the public forum. And John, would you like us to take a quick little 10-minute break before our last item? And I think Jessica will appreciate it too. So it is, let's see, 3:20, so 3:30. Thank you.